Imagine you're at the beach in Rehoboth, laying on a towel under the sun. Then, you take a walk on the boardwalk filled with lively music, and you spend a few bucks on local saltwater taffy. That's tourism. Now close your eyes and imagine you're on a boat with about 20 people cruising the Delaware Bay in mid-July to learn about the creatures that live there. That's ecotourism.
We really want people to appreciate the environment that might be right in front of them.
Kathleen LaForce is a tour guide for Cape Water Tours and Taxi. Right now, she's dropping a net into the Delaware Bay to scoop up creatures.
So this net is going to, like I said, unfold like an ice cream cone.
The crew tows the net in the water for about 5 minutes, then they pull it back to the tune of the net hauling song by the Dubliners.
There's really stuff in there, at least. Oh, we got some good stuff.
LaForce then tells the tourists about each of the creatures she's caught. She picks up a female blue crab.
So if you see here, this brown mass right there, those are just the remnants of her eggs. Those sponges that they have that we're talking about, the millions of eggs, are like thick. They're really big and they're hard to miss.
Learning about these creatures leaves Exton, Pennsylvania residents Nancy and Morris Shelton in awe. They're vacationing in Delaware for a few days in July.
Well, we've gone fishing and crabbing and all those types of things on our own to learn a little bit more about the creatures themselves and get some perspective from that standpoint.
I think, you know, you don't never want to stop learning.
Cape Water Tours and Taxi owner David Green says they've grown quickly. They started with weekend trips to Dewey Beach on a 26-passenger boat. Now, they have two vessels and offer 12 different tours. But other than that kind of anecdotal information, there isn't much data on ecotourism's economic impact. In 2010, the Maryland Office of Tourism and Maryland State Parks did a park survey. It didn't address ecotourism specifically, but Connie Spindler with the tourism office says with 49% of overnight visitors coming from out of state, she sees potential.
There's plenty of room for growth, to be honest, and this is a way to get people, get visitors out to areas that they might not know about or might not have thought about visiting.
And others in the region see that same potential. On the Virginia Oyster Trail, you can learn about shellfish and how they clean the bay while also getting a taste of local oysters. Now in its second year, the Oyster Trail explains where local oysters come from. Sherry Smith is the executive director of the Artisan Center of Virginia, the group that runs the trail.
You know, it's actually putting a focus, a lens on our waterman communities all around the coastal region, some of them very small, some of them very dependent on that waterman culture.
And whether you're slurping a local oyster or on a boat learning about what lives in the bay, Smith says ecotourism educates while it entertains.
When you go on a tour and they're pulling species out and putting them on the boat, you're looking at a lot of symbiotic relationships in the biodiversity sense of what is under the water. When you can recognize that there's also a critter there that you see on a restaurant, you know, menu, it puts things into perspective about the relationships that we have with our environment.
Redefining how visitors discover the Bay Region. I'm Katie Pikus for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.